Hello and welcome to the WebCERT and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Kyle O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Naver targets the US video market. Over 50% of European online shoppers bought clothes digitally last year. And China looks to tighten its control of live streaming sites. Korean search leader Naver has confirmed that it's invested over $20 million in its own streaming service. WAV Media was established in June this year in the US and will target a Western audience, unlike Naver's current V platform, which mostly targets Asia. Naver spokesperson Choi Seo-hee said that the move was one of many ideas that the company had for making moves into the US, adding the most effective content would be that localized for the US market. Currently with its V video platform, Naver offers live streaming for a global customer base, but as this is mostly Korean entertainment, WAV Media will have to find new content for the US market. Naver founder Lee Hai-jin has said that North America and Europe is where Naver's ultimate challenges lie and that the company planned to make large-scale investments into new technology or services to aid the penetration into these markets. A report from YStats.com has shown that more than half of online shoppers in Europe bought clothes or sports goods online last year. It was also found that the most popular online category in countries like the UK, Germany, France, and Russia was clothing. This increase in online fashion sales is also reflected in figures from the first 6 months of this year, which show that over 10% of all fashion sales in the UK took place online, with other Western countries following closely. The research firm says that B2C e-commerce sales of clothing are steadily growing, even at double-digit rates in some countries. Bricks and mortar-based clothes shops have found ways to tackle the issue of not being able to try on clothes when buying online by offering free returns, whilst online stores have implemented virtual fitting and sizing technologies. The Chinese internet regulator has called for stricter rules surrounding the popular trend of live online streaming. The new rules include a requirement for any site offering live streaming to monitor the content 24/7 due to concerns from the Ministry of Culture that some live streams harm social morality. The announcement also comes 1 month after one of China's most successful comedians and vloggers was warned by the government to curb her bad language, forcing her to promise to correct herself. Live streaming is becoming extremely popular in China, with one of the country's biggest streaming stars estimated to have earned around $700,000 last year. Luxury fashion label Gucci has incorporated a gaming element into its mobile app on Android and iOS. Whilst features such as lists of the brand's recent collections remain, there has been a DIY feature added which acts as a memory game in which the user must remember patterns and designs found on Gucci products. Gucci's creative director, Alessandro Michel, has introduced a new style to the brand since his appointment, and the new app reflects new designs in the company's collections. Industry expert Parisa Durrani said that by integrating a gaming factor into the app, the developer can help keep users engaged beyond the first session. Durrani also added that Gucci has taken cues from WeChat's gaming functions and is lessening the learning curve for users. And finally, Samsung has further increased its market position over Apple in China. Figures from the second quarter of this year shows that Samsung sold 32 million more units than Apple in the country compared to 24 million more last year. Whilst Apple may have seen an increase in sales in Africa and some other markets, the 26% drop in sales in China has allowed not just Samsung but budget brands like Xiaomi and particularly Huawei to gain even more ground. Meanwhile, total sales of smartphones in the country are up 4.3% since last year, with Oppo joining Samsung and Huawei as the big winners after its sales grew by nearly 10 million phones to 18.5 million in the past 12 months. And that's it from me today. Thanks for joining us. And be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.